Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, Attorney Westbrook, is here with us today, and he's going to talk with us about a Google search I found, because we're all guilty of it. We want to know more about a topic, and today's topic is about bankruptcy. And so you go out to Google or whatever your favorite search engine is, and you put in that topic, and you just start digging around. What, you know, what is there that I could know? What is there, you know, that I should explore about this topic? And I put in bankruptcy because I was preparing for our time together. And the topic 341 meeting came up, and I said, and I'm sure you guys don't care for us doing, you know, the Google search and already doing our legal thing on our own. So I won't come in like I know it, but I was like, I wonder, will he tell me, you know, what will he share with me about this, or will he, you know, wag his finger at me? But he said, we can talk about it. So I'm excited. I want to, because I don't think I've really explored this in a conversation. So I think as we talk about bankruptcy, the good B word, this reset for your finances that I've learned over time, you know, talking in conversations with you all. Something that people have looked at as, you know, like two things, an attorney, oh, they're out to get you. No, you guys are not out to get us. You're here to help us as a resource. Yeah, so it's like overcoming those obstacles. But now this 341 meeting, based on my search, is this scary, intimidating time when the creditors come get you? That's what I walked away with. So that's why I want to talk about it.
Right. So, yeah, so a lot of clients are, you know, do get very nervous about their 341 meeting. So anytime that a consumer, you know, usually a consumer's filing a bankruptcy, it's a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13. After the case is filed, they'll have to attend a meeting called a 341 meeting. So there's a section in the bankruptcy code, and it just happens to be Section 341, that just provides that you have to attend this meeting and, you know, answer questions under oath, and your creditors can show up as well. But that's why we call it a 341 meeting. Yeah. I can tell you, so the meeting is usually in our district and most districts. It's about 30 days after a bankruptcy case is filed, and everyone will get in a Chapter 7 or 13, they get appointed a bankruptcy trustee, which is kind of like a case administrator, okay, on a basic level. But creditors can show up for that meeting, but it's pretty rare. You know, less than 5% of cases will have a creditor show up. I know, speaking from my experience, you know, most of the creditors, and there are some times that creditors will show up and ask questions of you. But a lot of times it's an ex-spouse that's just trying to kind of cause problems, or, you know, or it's a friend, you know, some friend that loaned you some money and the relationship went bad and they're just trying to be ornery, even if there's really nothing, you know, that the debtor that filed bankruptcy needs to be worried about. So most of the questions are pretty routine. If you're represented by, you know, a good lawyer, they've handled, you know, hundreds, thousands of cases with the trustees in your district, and should be able to put your mind at ease and go through the questions that you're going to be asked ahead of time. And now, even during the COVID era, you know, our meetings are by phone. Our 341 meetings are by phone right now. So, you know, I've heard of some districts doing them by Zoom. You know, so sometimes post-COVID, and I think in most districts, they're not in person where you really have to go to the courthouse or anything for the meeting. So, but it's not as intimidating. You hear meeting of creditors and, you know, think all your credit card companies are going to be sitting at this conference table, you know, kind of browsing.
Ready to take you out. Yes.
Yeah. But no, not normally a concern in the regular, you know, bankruptcy case.
See how an online search can put you into a state of panic.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was like,
yes,
what is this?
exactly. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's
So,
part of the
okay,
fun,
in
though.
preparation, what are some of the things, if you can share, what are some of the things I might be asked or
Sure.
prepared for the 341 meeting?
Right. So a lot of times, and every trustee asks, the questions a little bit differently and has different questions, but a lot of times what they're trying to do is make sure that your paperwork's accurate, right? So they're going to want to make sure that you've listed all of your assets, that you've listed all of your liabilities, that your paperwork's true and correct to the best of your knowledge, that there's no changes that you became aware of that you need to make since the filing of the case. They may ask you about if you own, a real estate or a vehicle. They're going to want to know a lot of times how you arrived at the value of those. Did you look at the Blue Book value for your car? Did you talk to a realtor on your house, or did you look it up on Zillow? How did you come up with the value? But really, they're just trying to make sure that your paperwork's accurate. Everything's true and correct and that it's complete. So,
And is this is there and so this question to me was it was weird, but I was doing my online search. I've already confessed that. But one of the things, or one of the points that was made was to pay attention to how you dress. And it may seem silly for me to ask this, but I'm going to go ahead and ask, how important is how I dress going to this not so scary 341 meeting with my creditors? I'm telling you, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I would not want to do it because it was like you have to go. I have to
Right.
show up. So anyway, but how important is it, how you dress?
Sure. So the 341 meeting is not a judicial proceeding. So you're not required to wear a tie or courtroom type attire. Most of the attorneys do, but casual dress is really fine to attend your 341 meeting. They're not, I think some people think that oh my God, if I dress too nice, they're going to think I've got money that I'm not hiding, that I'm hiding something. Or
Yeah, that's
if I,
okay.
yeah, if I, oh my gosh, if I don't dress up enough, they're not going to think that I'm respecting this proceeding, And
Yeah.
I don't think that the trustees put a whole lot of weight, in that, in the way that someone dresses. And another thing to realize about a 341 meeting is that, a lot of people think that they're going in front of a judge, but that's not true.
Yeah.
The trustee is appointed to your case to administer the case, but they're not a judge. So, and it's not a judicial, it's not, you're not in a courtroom. Casual dress really is fine, whatever you're comfortable in.
Weird. So I'm going to ask another, like, this one is a weird question. So if we're
Sure.
not going to see a judge, why do they call it a judgment? Once you
It's
have the
just called
bankruptcy.
a 341 meeting of creditors. Yeah. So they don't, yeah, they don't call the 341 meeting a judgment.
Okay.
Was it, what, yeah.
But well, on your credit report, it would go down as a judgment, wouldn't it?
It goes down as a bankruptcy filing.
Oh, okay, so still not a judge. Okay, well then, see, look at all those
Yeah.
myths, people. Look at that. I'm glad. That's why we
And
have you here. Yeah.
I think you're right though, because that section in on your credit report says like judgments and public records. It's in that same section that you filed
Yeah.
bankruptcy. Right. So
Yeah. This
that
is
is
why
kind
you
of the
can't.
yeah.
This is why I can't talk to my friends around the water cooler about if I should file bankruptcy. And I knew it was going to be a weird question, and I don't mind asking an embarrassing question because somebody wanted to know that and somebody gave them some bad advice about that. So whether it was weird or not, I mean, in preparing for, you know, your day to go to what I perceive was court in front of a judge, we now know that's not the case, and you're going to be prepared. And this is once you've gone through all the other steps with, you know, getting your consultation, which you're getting ready to give your information. But this is the moment when you're going, and I when I was doing my Google search, I was like, oh, this is, ooh, and I hope that he would tell me about it. So you did, you took a lot of the nervousness out of it. Not that I'm filing bankruptcy, but I'm just thinking of someone who has to be in that position. I was years ago, and I didn't have this information or this opportunity to interview someone. So I remember what I felt then, and I didn't know what it was called. I'm sure they told me, but that's been many years ago. And so I feel confident that, yeah, this person would be someone to talk to help me if I found myself needing to reset my finances. So thank you for taking me through that. I took a past experience of mine and just wondered, what would I be thinking? And I would be online searching, and I'd be talking to my friends because I'd be afraid to talk to an attorney. But today I'm talking to an attorney, and that added value, especially for the This Needs to Be Said audience, because someone that is something emotional. I know from experience it's emotional. You don't want people to know you just couldn't, you know, take care of yourself financially for whatever reason. It just seems like a bad mark. And then this meeting, when I'm doing my search, terrifying myself, you definitely obliged me and let us talk about that meeting. And it's not scary. It's not.
Right.
So thank you. Tell everyone how to get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said.
Sure. So our website, it's just www.westbrook, no E on the end, lawgroup.com. And our phone number is 636-493-9231.
All right. Until next time, have a super day.